don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Thursday, July 16th, 2026 edition. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, we've got a solution for those of you who may not have central air conditioning. A lot of people having to keep their windows and doors open with screens are now getting this wildfire smoke, this smell into their homes. Well, there is a way that you can get around that. Very simple. I want you guys to go to the website, northernmichiganrv.com. There is affordable small travel trailers that have air conditioning. If you don't have air conditioning in your home, you don't have central air, you can't afford it, well, this might be a way for you to get a temporary fix and end up with a travel trailer. Vacations, places that you can go this summer to avoid the heat and perhaps these wildfires. One of the things that they do over at Northern Michigan RV is they match your current vehicle with their inventory. And you can absolutely line it up and be able to know that their inventory they're going to show you is, in fact, able to be towed with your current vehicle. All you have to do, give them a call, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. 989-448-8700. For the entire month of July, everything is on sale. To start off with, very affordable, can be towed by any vehicle, is a little unit called the Hideout. Hideout BT-120. Brand new, this thing sells for $12,995. Well, Tony and his crew will help you get financing as low as $129 a month. Folks, this is just a hair over $4 a day. $4, actually 33 cents a day. You can have this trailer in your driveway tomorrow. You plug it in with a 110 power cord to the trailer. You hook up your garden hose to it for fresh water. You can literally camp in air conditioning. Give them a call. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. tell them you want to come over and look at their inventory, consider buying one of these units. When this smoke fire goes away, you'll still have a travel trailer for this winter. You want to pack up and go to Florida? Avoid this winter weather we have? This is a great way to do it. You can also go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Look at all their inventory. They have deals of the week. If you buy a trailer this month of July, you get a $250 gas card. If you're a veteran, you get a $500 gas card. You need to go and check out their inventory. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I've been following this conservative Robert Tiernan. Well, he put out another opinion piece, and I want to read it to you guys right now because it actually pertains to the upcoming August 4th primary 2 weeks from this Tuesday. Nullification and the coming civil war. Civil wars do not begin when the first shot is fired. They begin when one side decides laws are no longer the law unless their side wins. This is where America is now. Civil war begins when courts are obeyed only when they favor the mob. Elections are legitimate only when the right people win. And federal authority is sacred only when it's being used against your enemies. Well, this is where we're at. America is right now. The Democratic Party is fighting with the socialist left. And they're not merely arguing about policy. They are testing whether the country still has the will to enforce the law against those who wrap lawlessness in the language of compassion, equity, sanctuary, and democracy. Well, what that boils down to, folks, is it's basically nullification. And this country has actually seen it before. A little history. In 1832, South Carolina declared federal tariff laws as being null, void, and of no law within its borders, and claimed that no state or federal officer could enforce the tariffs in the state of South Carolina. The tariff was actually the surface issue. However, the real issue at stake was the state's sovereignty. South Carolina was claiming the power to erase federal laws whenever it decided the federal laws were illegitimate. President at the time, Andrew Jackson, understood the danger. For all his faults, Jackson was not confused about the State of the Union. Well, he rejected the idea that states could pick and choose which federal laws counted and still call the result a country. In his nullification proclamation, Jackson made it clear that a state veto over federal laws was incomparable with the Constitution and eventually the survival of the Union. That crisis was settled by a compromise where the governor at the time agreed to negotiate with Washington. In negotiating with Washington, D.C., the end result was the tariffs were reduced and South Carolina stepped back in. However, compromise did not kill the full nullification. It delayed it. The idea that a state could reject federal authority did not disappear. It actually hardened, spread, and waited for a bigger grievance. Well, less than three decades later, the issue of nullification returned. This time, it wasn't a tariff dispute. Not as a theory, and it turned into a civil war. That is exactly how republics fall. When one faction decides losing inside the system is no longer acceptable. So therefore, the system must be delegitimatized. When disagreement becomes disobedience, and political defeat becomes permission to ignore the laws. That is exactly where the left is taking our country. Democrats, and even worse, the Democratic Socialists of America, you've heard this as a party now, most recently, because of Modami winning the mayorship in the city of New York, these other DSA candidates winning in New York and even Colorado. See, however, they don't use the old historical language called nullification. They use softer words, affordability, resistance, equity, community trust, court reforms, prosecutorial discretion, and flat-out non-cooperation. The vocabulary changes, but the ideology stays the same. Your law does not bind us. Your court does not bind us. Your election does not bind us. Your constitution does not bind us. The only thing that binds us, obligates us, forces us to absolutely function is our ideology. Not surprisingly, immigration is the clearest example. There's a very real constitutional difference between refusing to turn local police into federal immigration agents and actively obstructing federal immigration enforcement. I'm going to deviate from this opinion piece for a second. Every single one of these far left Democratic socialists are calling for the elimination, 100% elimination of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. Well, guess what? This is an ideology that they want to basically allow total illegal immigration in our country. And in Michigan, we have a candidate who might win the Democratic nomination. We may absolutely see him win 2 weeks from Tuesday. And if he does, in fact, win, this is going to be a situation, folks, where we see this playing out in our very own state. Immigration and federal immigration enforcement. Well, that distinction, according to Robert Chernin, truly matters. However, the left has blown through that line and now pretends that that line in the sand never even existed. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, recently tried to impose its own rules on federal immigration officers in their city. A federal judge blocked the city's, quote, ICE out, end quote, law because Philadelphia cannot dictate operational rules to federal officers. Philadelphia is not a sovereign nation. Its city council is not Congress. Its mayor is not the president. However, you have to understand, they believe their activists have actually created now a new fourth branch of government. The left now behaves as if every blue city has the right to put federal law enforcement on a permission slip. If ICE wants to enforce federal law first, it must survive the moral veto of the progressive city council. It also must fall in compliance with the DSA caucus and their protesting mob. This is not federalism. This is actually nullification with better branding. And Philadelphia is not alone. City councils in Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York, Los Angeles, and other Democratic-run jurisdictions have all been part of the same fight over sanctuary policies, immigration enforcement, and now cooperation with federal authorities. The message is unmistakable. Federal law applies only to the extent that blue cities are willing to tolerate it. This is not a policy dispute or disagreement. This is a sovereignty dispute. The hypocrisy is unbearable. When federal power serves the progressive agenda, Democrats demand total obedience. Washington, D.C. must control our schools, our bathrooms, our hiring process, our speech, our energy, our health care. Washington needs to have oversight over our businesses, churches, hospitals, universities, and even our local governments. All with their goal of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, only if they agree to their climate agenda, abortion, gender ideology, race preferences, censorship, and redistributing wealth. However, when Washington enforces immigration laws, suddenly they now discover localism. The Supreme Court has been the left's other favorite target because it is one of the few institutions that have not fully been captured by the left. So when the Supreme Court rules against them, it must be delegitimized. It must be packed. It must be weakened. It must be ignored and even destroyed. When the court allowed the Trump administration to turn away asylum seekers before they could step onto American soil, the left treated it as cruelty. What the court really recognized was that the nation has the right to control its border. When the court upheld the law protecting girls and women's sports from biological men, the left reacted as if our civilization had collapsed. Courts simply recognize that girls' sports exist for girls. We'll wrap this opinion piece, Robert Chernin, up. Final half hour today's show. We'll be right back.